但这两天呢，什么情况呢？什么态度
？So today at the beginning of the session, I thought we could、do the ceremony for generating the awakening mind.
那这修行门道呢？就什么就三件事情，修行跑到什么的？但呢，我老了我养老，我做就是我把做我三件琐事，现在他。대회상제타다회상제마음의상제탐제현실이바로도치면남들을때는애는뭐로써봐상제와도상제신바도상제원교시다리스다시바로도치면서대하디애는돈이무슨놈도왜시럽강시자주그생기신대봐다들이숨기하리다들내인도산에다들자주그생기대하디다파사주디三级就国防，当没那么容易找出这个差的个样的。东宁到北西路是这样的，东宁路到北西路到不，哎呢，特别送给，哎呢，长州不得就很重要的。但长州是不是这样的？啊，特性给他长州，哦，他也给他就早晚的差的个样的。长州是不一样呢？퇴진그장조건도제퇴야장조선배는퇴진그장조건도제면퇴야어디내인말해어내인의사내가다심지그세한다람님가불리야소원한시래두번이된게다심지르시래당연하도심들로고하로다망구치다해제다고하차되기래다고하차는이게되면심지다소수생물나라리야지소화유대로지소고위하래아다대네더도야인코네코도시르고좌도제베타네코네코도빼고야지안내주지이말해사다들때아니멤버척에서눈을주면하나도숭대받디창세병의숭세에다측루개발차대야래사다연사뒤때먹어채근데젠드지야뭐구체제대로뭐시인지뒤에서들렸는데말해인지뒤에서들거래젠드지뭐가체가르쳐왔다I think since we already have the translation of 람린치모 so the 가사
The sections, specific sections dealing with the ceremony for generating, affirming our generation of awakening mind through a mean of, by means of a ceremony, that section maybe since we already have the translation in English, we could read that section from the translation.
So instead of repeat after Lama, not necessarily go that, just read three times.Maybe I think worthwhile, isn't it? What do you think? Yeah, busy, Maria.
Did you bring volume 2? So maybe you didn't.
Busy,
what?
That one is.
So we can.
Okay, okay. Then. Yeah. Then the shorter one. Yeah.
So in the Heart Sutra, we just heard that how the Buddha states that all the Buddhas of the past, all the Buddhas of the present, and all the Buddhas of the future either attained enlightenment or are attaining enlightenment or will attain enlightenment on the basis of the engaging in the perfection of wisdom practices. And the sutra itself states that how it is the perfection of wisdom, the realization of which will lead one to the attainment of full awakening of Buddhahood. So when we talk about perfection of awakening, perfection of wisdom, we are talking about a direct realization of emptiness, a wisdom that is a direct realization of emptiness that is complemented with the factor of bodhicitta, the awakening mind.And so the awakening mind is a very crucial factor for the attainment of Buddhahood. Generally, between the wisdom and bodhicitta, And the wisdom of emptiness is a common cause for the attainment of all the three types of enlightenment: the enlightenment of the disciples, enlightenment of the self-enlightened ones, and enlightenment of the Buddha, Buddhahood. However, it is the bodhicitta that is the unique condition for attainment of Buddhahood. So without bodhicitta, there is simply no possibility of attaining Buddhahood. So we have already been speaking about awakening mind, bodhicitta. So also, you know, most of us have some at least conceptual understanding of what bodhicitta is, awakening mind is. So what we need to do is to try to bring that understanding to our mind and to have to see if we can have some sense of feeling accompanied by that understanding. It's not just at the level of understanding, but have some kind of experiential kind of feeling associated with that understanding. And then that you know, that kind of experiential flavor that we get based upon the understanding of the concept of bodhicitta, then that needs to be developed further and further and enhanced. And here, one of the methods that is suggested is to reaffirm your generation of the awakening mind by means of participating in a rite. And here it's known as hold or seizing the aspiring awakening mind by means of a ritual, by means of a rite. And this is what is presented in Tsongkhapa's Lamrim Chemo. In Lamrim Chemo, the main ceremony is really cited from Asanga's Bodhisattva Bhumi, Bodhisattva Levels, and it's fairly extensive. So we thought that if you had the text, we could have read that section. But since you did not bring that volume, we will forget about reading that section and do the ceremony on the basis of reciting the three stanzas, which I normally do. And by the way, the translation is in page 45 of the program. Program.
Firstly, now visualize in front of us Buddha Shakyamuni. Visualize as a living person. Then surrounded by bodhisattvas, those bodhisattvas in form of deity, like Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri, Maitreya, Samyuktabhadra, all these. Then, most important, the Nagarjuna, Arya Asanga, Arya Deva, Bosuband, then the other, the great Nalanda masters, all now here, visualize. And I think really worthwhile to imagine like Nagarjuna is holding his own those precious texts. Still we can read, we can study, we can contemplate, as well as Arya Asanga. So then it becomes something living. So then Chandrakshita and Kamalakshita, and from that and all those lineage, those Tibetan great masters, and also here our Chinese brothers and sisters, your own lineage from Indian master, again the Nagarjuna, like that. So the Japanese tradition, Chinese tradition, Vietnamese tradition, all the ultimately same lineage. Then Theravada, again from Buddha, and Ramjokasa, Kashyapa.
Subhuti. Subhuti.
Subhuti. Subhuti and Ananda. Katayana. These three main Buddha's disciples who are the
complete
collection of these three
Pascha. Like that.
So visualize all these great masters. And then
preceded by the seven limb practice.
Not necessarily to chant, but simply I may explain, and then accordingly you visualize. Now first, the Tamatabe Ombu Tsambe and Dungtevi Kusum to be and then Jita. How about Tabe Shinji with Chanji Usam? And Tunito Tawe, the Tating, Tinidavi, Tunin, Nibu Changi, Papa Tuguri, Yotava, Tiri, I Champa Changi, and Luma Yisun Tawe on the Chaza.
So the first limb is to recall to your mind the all the enlightened qualities of the body, speech, and mind of the entire assembly of refuge in front of you, including principally the Buddha Shakyamuni, and reflecting upon their qualities of body, speech, and mind, and particularly their quality of the realization that they possess, which is the bodhicitta, the awakening mind that cherishes others' welfare more important than one's own, and based complemented by that, the realization of emptiness, ultimate mode of being of all phenomena. Thus, their realization embodies a wisdom that is endowed with the essential essence of compassion. And imagine. Bring these qualities to your mind and then imagine making prostrations to the assembly.
That the name Rang Tabu Sumata, Tabu Mosume, Yidu Tabu Tada, Loyla, Unyamacheda, Hagwar, any Rangi, any Dowsat Sheva, Chant Chi, Bans Chi, Dowsat Sheva.
Second limb is making offerings. So here you imagine making offerings to the assembly, all the things that you yourself possess, and those things which are not possessed by anyone, common objects. You make offerings to the assembly, and particularly you should make the offering of your entire being in the service of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and those who right from the beginning dedicated their lives for the bringing about the welfare of infinite number of sentient beings. And so you offer yourself for their service, so that you make a kind of a determination that I offer myself so that I may contribute towards the fulfillment of the aspirations of these Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So next, so with this also then you should imagine making offerings to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all the virtuous activities that you may have engaged in, particularly the virtues that you may have accumulated on the basis of even having a slight understanding of the concept of bodhicitta, the awakening mind, and emptiness. And then this is the most important form of offering. Here you are offering your own personal practice and realization.
다드네 다기 아니 샹라 네버 줄베 다 고슨 그 차와 아 대신도 샹 야월도 엔다 로 아 하다 시 진진이 랑 진진이 샹왕도 땅데 다 용화 예수님 예수 사실 그 사월로 니고 주비드니 샹 사마시
So next, you should make the determination that I shall declare and purify all the actions that I may have engaged in that have been harmful to other sentient beings, and particularly those actions that I may have engaged in which have been motivated by self-cherishing thoughts, a state of mind, an attitude that shunned the welfare and interest of other sentient beings and motivated by that sense of obliviousness to others' welfare, self-cherishing thought may have led to all forms of activities. So you declare these actions and also purify them from the depth of your heart. So next is the limb of rejoicing. Here you should bring to your mind all the great enlightened qualities of the body, speech and mind of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and cultivate a deep sense of admiration towards them, and also you should cultivate a sense of rejoicing and admiration towards all the virtuous and wholesome activities that other sentient beings have engaged in, and including the practices of loving kindness and compassion and altruistic actions that members of other religious traditions have also represent. So develop a deep sense of admiration for all of them and rejoice in them, and also bring up to your mind all the virtuous actions, wholesome actions that you may yourself have engaged in, for example, as a result of meditating upon loving kindness or bodhicitta awakening mind, or cultivating the view of emptiness, and as a preliminary towards these, all the actions of body, speech and mind, the virtuous actions that you may have engaged in, bring those to your mind and cultivate a deep sense of rejoicing in these.
Adene dawasa de jabali ya dije kamdam da bat sambai ani chongo korana se chongo ko ko wa ani chisinda ga ma se pa ta nyangane me do shu shu su se nyangane me do so ta ya tene ke za wa di di la me zo jang de tun jo sho nang ga ta de ga sim ja sam ja la pa ba de de tun jo sho a de je do la me zo jang de in tun jo sho so ba shi
So then the next limb is making a request to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, particularly the Buddhas, to turn the wheel of Dharma in accordance with the needs and mental disposition and capacities of diverse sentient beings. And then on that basis, making an appeal to the Buddhas not to enter into final nirvana, but be present. And finally, the final limb is the dedication. And here you dedicate all your merits and virtuous karma towards the attainment of Buddhahood for the sake of all beings, so that your merits and virtue are dedicated towards the realization of the welfare of all sentient beings, which is the aspiration of the Buddhas.
Oh, yeah. 다디야나 좀 부터 살지.
So these are the seven limb practices.
다디네 무시 섬겨야지. 된다. 아 바로 준준네 지금 대화 진행해봐. 대구 현재 들려줘. 지금 동네 진행해봐. 대구 라도 들려줘. 마음도 샷도 지시고. 마음도 샷도 매주고. 집을 안 갔던 시절, 도시 땅에서 딩기는 캐버도 샷도 송샷. 다 뒤에 하지. 이것이 제.
So for the actual ceremony of generating the awakening mind, at first, you should reflect, bring to your mind the following points that Shantideva makes in his guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life. When he states the following, he states that whatever happiness there is in the world, they come about from on the basis of thought cherishing others' welfare. Whatever problems there are in the world, they come about on the basis of self-cherishing. And what more needs to be said, simply compare between the Buddha who has cherished others' welfare and the ordinary beings who have cherished their own welfare.
Any dot dinner? Dakti Shenji to me, the Yanda Chora, Machana, Sunday to me, which Koana and Tao, since so a timber.
So, to summarize the main points that Shantideva is making, he then states in the following: if one does not exchange one's own happiness with that of the suffering of others, there is no possibility of attainment of Buddhahood. And even in the world, and there will be no joy.
So the reason is that caught and young day, so that content nigger nala, that nobles name it was a chisholy champagne summer.
So whether it is on the level of nirvana, transcendence, or whether it is at the level of samsaric everyday existence, in both of these contexts, the most precious thing, something that is akin to a jewel, is really this bodhicitta, the awakening mind. So this precious mind, the awakening mind, the bodhicitta, is a quality that we as a human being who possess the human intelligence are only capable of cultivating that. So at this juncture today we have obtained this human existence. So we should make the determination that I shall ensure that this obtainment of human existence is made purposeful, meaningful. So, making this human existence meaningful, there is no more effective way of doing this other than cultivating bodhicitta, the awakening mind. So, for example, Shantideva states in his guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life, where he says that many eons, the Buddhas who have contemplated for many eons have found that this is the most beneficial thing to do.
So now we are going to determine. This is it. Now I'm going to practice this sort of altruistic mind. So whenever the possibility there, serve other, help other. If not, at least restrain and other. We determined not only this life, but life after life, eon to eon. I am determined now follow this way. Okay. So I myself also practice that as much as I can. And that really brings immense sort of pleasure, immense sort of happiness, and also say, gain much sort of inner strength. So also this is, I think, best offering to Buddha. And not only Buddha, I think best offering to entire sentient being. So remember that, with that, now repeat, isn't that right?
So we will now read the three stanzas together three times. With a wish to free all beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach full enlightenment. Enthused by wisdom and compassion, today in the Buddha's presence, I generate an awakening mind for the benefit of all sentient beings. As long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain and dispel the miseries of the world. With a wish to free all beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach full enlightenment. Enthused by wisdom and compassion, today in the Buddha's presence, I generate the awakening mind for the benefit of all sentient beings. As long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain and dispel the miseries of the world. With a wish to free all beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach full enlightenment. Enthused by wisdom and compassion, today in the Buddha's presence, I generate the awakening mind for the benefit of all sentient beings. As long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain and dispel the miseries of the world.
That Dina, surely, in 2000, the way minister level, then Sanjay says, Tajo Tours.
So then, immediately after generating the awakening mind, Shantideva says that today I have made my human existence meaningful, and I've been born in the family of the Buddhas. And then I've become a child of the Buddhas.
That is true. And then
This is followed by the other following lines, where he says that from now on, I shall never indulge in deeds that are unbecoming of that family. And then I shall engage in activities that are becoming of that family, and I shall ensure that this unsullied family, I shall ensure that this is not sullied.
Yeah. Now, difficult test. だ、だかすやげ。学者の人生であり。あ。あ、学者の人物もちゅな。学者学部東山所属の人であり。え、なんか、なんか、ちにな、まちゃや。だ、てんてて、なんかと。だな。
So yesterday we were talking about the importance of identifying correctly the object of negation, and this is a very important point, because if we if we fail to identify the object of negation, what is being negated correctly, then although in the context of our meditation we may have some experience of experiences of a form of an absence or emptiness, but that emptiness or absence need not necessarily be true emptiness, the final emptiness. For example, when we meditate on no self, selflessness of person, although we may assume that what we are meditating upon is the selflessness of person in terms of emptiness of inherent existence of the person, but in reality, our understanding of that may only remain at the level of a negation of a person in terms of a self-sufficient, substantial reality of person, but may not be the full emptiness of inherent existence of the person.
자상가 오래 당연 도시로서다 아 양 저번 역시 시사네 저바다다니 어르시와 자 산다 저바다다니 어르시와 찌야메와 아 드니지다 사모코아니 아 다 동반이 시사네 저바다다니 어르시정치 다바 딱든잖아 나는 무시된 거고 그러고 나는 나 도저히 세매 된진다고 실제라면 이제 지도 자기 된지 뭐 거는 자야 아니 예미 경고 된지 대비 거는 자야 뒤도 세일 자네 자살라 가연 이기면 와 가연 많이 왜 그 돌이야 다 다 가연 민도 삼았지 뭐를 냈을라 저는 다 강도야 무조건이 저바타다니요 시승치리 대신도 르장 쨍한미 동화 쨍한미 좀봐 그냥 샤야지 근데 이게 그냥 가서 우리 그게 샤다음치 이겨버립니다 근데 젊으신 쿠라랑 샤샤나 르샤 선진제 두자네 공리주사랑이지 공리주사랑이지 말이에요 선진나리야 춘수자네 这边有牺牲去这边的地送要的可是啊但是这个心情如果你的大肚子都是拿了大肚子都是拿了那你可是啊呀真的是可是啊 다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다다 nang le ji song do wa ha za ha ha ko go do lu nan go de
na wa
de ma no de ma do de de na wa ten de luo me ba tang dong ba ke lin che guan ni dong ba ke lin sa 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 cha wa ha That thing you would did, Nang Shok, Tendil and Yeva trying to say, Tongbeng Yeva Demotia. Tongbeng Yeva trying to say, Tendil Miluola, Yeva Demotia. Mangdon you would did, Tang and Dush, Chick Sam Dana, Chicken of Hard Kerdome, Chick Sam Dana, Chick Kerdome. Then this is Chavina, and Tatum to be a combat of a mess. That is what
So another possibility of kind of veering into a different understanding of emptiness is, you know, of course, often in the text, emptiness is characterized as the total pacification of conceptual elaboration, as Nagarjuna presents in Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way. So. So there is the possibility of understanding emptiness or the ultimate reality to be the mere pacification of the conceptual elaborations. And also when you, in the course of understanding emptiness by means of reasoning process, whether through application of the diamond slivers analysis, which examines phenomena from the point of view of their causes, or through the reasoning of absence of identity or difference, which is a reasoning that looks at the phenomena itself, a reasoning that examines the phenomena from the point of view of its effects. So whatever forms of reasoning that one employs, as a result, at the end, nothing can be found. Because when we subject phenomena to that kind of analysis, they're all revealed to be untenable and unfindable. So because of this, there is the possibility that someone might take that to be the ultimate reality. And because the reality, ultimate reality, is this unfindableness, therefore, when mind relates to that truth, and the way in which it should relate to that truth is to suspend any form of determination and say that nothing exists. Because nothing can be found, therefore nothing exists. So the mind, when it engages with reality, should do so without making any determination. And in fact, this is the understanding that Tsongkhapa himself had when he was young, when he was composing, for example, his Golden Rosary, commentary on Abhisamayalamkara. And similarly, same point, same position is presented in Tsongkhapa's poetic retelling of one of the Bodhisattva's story, Takdumu. And in that story, Tsongkhapa explains that although all phenomena are illusion-like and they are, are unfindable, however, for the sake of others' perspective, one does assume the validity of dependent origination. So in other words, he's quoting validity to the dependent origination world only for the sake of others. So that kind of perspective is there in early writings of Tsongkhapa as well. And also later in the three principal aspects of the path, Tsongkhapa explains how so long as the perspective of dependent origination, which relates to objects at the level of perceptions, at the level of appearances, and the perspective of emptiness, which relates to phenomena at the level of their ultimate reality, so long as they remain at odds with each other, and the metaphor that is used is like 2 feet of a weaver, which are never pressed together. They are always kind of alternating. And so long as these two perspectives remain alternating and never really converge, then Tsongkhapa says that, for example, he says that the appearance, which is the infallibility of dependent origination, and emptiness, which is devoid of all forms of propositions or standpoints, so long as these two remain alternate, then until that point, one hasn't arrived at the final intention of the Buddha.
Tade, Gumbuluru ki kasan zaoshiwa de se, tenji de wan chungwa ka, tenji tongba ni de shen, tongba tuan de, tenji de wan chungwa de shen, song sha shi towa. Tā tēnjī kī rīpa kōyī nī sāne kāsō rē kātā tā tūndu sāne kāyā māñi bē kēshī tī rīmi nduwa tā tēnjī sī tū sāne kī kō tēnjī rīpa rī sā cik shēng nduwa sā tā tī kī 타니 지지도 세세 개치시려네 저자가 아 고루루 고머지 태어나네야 아니 기부스미 추모이 메미 룸미 안가미 남심마이 꾸미나 텔레샤나 기부캉세 다 텔레샤나 기부캉야 매바 인주자네 기부 양다고로 뭐 죽을 예세네 다둥숭도 와 다 Pada tatu tu sana mani beti, tapi kau yang tahu macam mana solusi sungguh tuan. Tapi anda di suku de, namsi mungkin kau mana telusian di bukan. Di suku de, kau kamu dua berjalan. So kamu dua kau ni dua berjalan. Sebenarnya memang memang siapa sahaja. Method sahaja, method sahaja. So dah memang yang penting. Kora dube kone ta yeba samshin mado kora tangi mwene rangi yinlu karo yinshu di nishi yoresi niya medega shiki sundaya di ni yangdabom di ta yangdabom chumaresi yangdabomai di shungde kibu kumru dube chi yangdabomai shena sunya di himare na di sabu chi anda di nal di umuchube nal ya teni teni tuwam jikdendu Number Dunji Druk Yumi Mugi Namje Mabel Jidin Nili Dir Rariana Tene Toin Senta Rariana Tene Tapachiris Rariana Tene Tayachiris Ta Rariana Tene Yuba Indusane Rariana Temba Niji Temba Mabati Maris the Kayuwa Sam Mabel Kora Kopi Yorita Kuy Yulu Kore Ta Ko Rawang to Don Shemu.
So this dependent origination that Tsongkhapa was talking about, which relates to the appearance level of reality, Nagarjuna explains in the fundamental wisdom of the middle way that we discussed yesterday, where he says that when identifying what is the meaning of the term emptiness, he identifies it in terms of the meaning of dependent origination. So he writes in the Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, he says, that which is dependently originated, that I describe to be empty. And compared to other forms of reasoning, such as diamond slivers and so on, when you look at the reasoning of dependent origination, reasoning of dependent origination do not lead you to a point where it demonstrates that nothing can be found, but rather it also demonstrates the thing's emergence or origination by means of dependence. So in that sense, the reasoning of dependent origination has the power to transcend both the extreme of absolutism and also extremes of nihilism or non-existence. And this is even more made clear in Nagarjuna's Precious Garland, where he writes the following. He says that the person is neither the earth element nor the water element and so on, and nor is it the consciousness. And then, however, where is the person over and above these elements? Then the question is raised. And then immediately after that, Nagarjuna does not then give us the conclusion, therefore, person is devoid of inherent existence. Rather, he provides an intermediate line where he says that the person person exists in relation to the collection, aggregation of the six elements. So, and then having said that, then he says, and therefore it possessed no final reality. So what Nagarjuna does is, he does not jump straight from the unfindability of the person when you're subject to critical analysis to emptiness, but rather, having revealed the unfindability of the person when subject to critical analysis, then he then brings up the understanding of the dependent origination, that the person do exist. So it rejects the notion of total non-existence of the person. And then because the existence of the person is understood by means of dependence, therefore person is devoid of any final reality of its own or inherent existence. And this is also made very clear in Chandrakirti's Entering the Middle Way, where he says that the person does not exist. The person cannot be found when subject to sevenfold analysis, both on the conventional level, both in worldly terms, nor in terms of its reality. However, without such critical analysis and on the level of worldly convention, the person, the identity of the person is posited. And it is therefore the person, he's talking about the chariot. Therefore, the chariot is dependently designated in relation to its various components. So, and in this way, Chandrakirti also explains the meaning of emptiness to be that of absence of inherent existence, you know, any form of existence, you know, grounded in its own reality.
다르게 그래서 한두시면 더 싸고 탐구도 나왔다. 우메체주 우마자와 배배드니스 다도 우메 돈마원 대만으로 심해봐도 계속 소리 근데 미루면 차버 마왔니 너무 말해 루 임베 고물루 지셔봐 그도 겐 디던 딜 때는 드부 디던 디켜왔다 갑에 근데 이 남샤 니를 때네 러시기 동안 우메노 자고 봐 인데 아니 러신 시비 되게 쉬어야
타고 So in this regard, we will read from Tsongkhapa's text. This is volume 3 on page 132, the first paragraph, when he writes the following. The 26th chapter of Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom teaches the stages of production. The stages of production in the forward progression of the 12 factors of dependent origination and the stages of their cessation in the reverse progression. The other 25 chapters mainly
refute.
So, in fact, this is the reason. In fact, this is the reason why when I teach Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, I begin with 26th chapter, because the 26th chapter presents the teaching on the dependent origination in terms of cause and effect, particularly within the framework of the 12 links of dependent origination. So, because by doing so, then you establish the basis, which is the understanding of the law of cause and effect, and also provide an understanding of the basis upon which emptiness can then be established. And this is also in the spirit of Nagarjuna himself when he writes in the fundamental wisdom of the middle way, where he says that without reliance upon the convention, the ultimate cannot be realized. Similarly, Chandrakirti states in entering the middle way, and that the conventional truth, the truth of worldly convention, is the means, and the ultimate truth is the fact derived through such a mean, arrived at through such a mean. So when you present the understanding of the dependent origination in terms of cause and effect, then you can utilize that as the premise and a rationale for then moving on to understanding of the emptiness of inherent intrinsic existence. So Tsongkhapa writes in the text we read, the other 25 chapters mainly refute intrinsic existence. The 24th chapter analyzes the Four Noble Truths. It demonstrates at length that none of the teachings about cyclic existence and nirvana, arising, disintegration, and so on, make sense in the context of non-emptiness of inherent existence, and how all of those who do make sense within the context of emptiness of intrinsic existence. Hence, you must know how to carry the implications of this 24th chapter over to other chapters as well. Therefore, those who currently claim to teach the meaning of the middle way are actually giving the position of the essentialist when they hold that all causes and effects, such as the agents and the objects of production, are impossible in the absence of inherent intrinsic existence. Thus, Nagarjuna, the protector, holds that one must seek the emptiness of intrinsic existence in the middle way on the very basis of the teachings of cause and effect, that is, the production and cessation of specific effects, the arising and cessation of this and that effect in dependence upon this and that conditions. The 24th chapter of Nagarjuna, then Tsongkhapa cites from Nagarjuna the passage that we already cited, that which are dependent on the origination, this I describe as emptiness. So this actually points towards the important understanding that it is when you have a developed understanding of the two truths, then you have the basis for a deeper understanding of the significance of the Four Noble Truths. So we already discussed that earlier. So for example, Tsongkhapa here writes on page 135, second paragraph, he says that this being the case, which, you know, he's referring to the understanding of emptiness in terms of intrinsic existence. He says that dependent origination is tenable with an emptiness of intrinsic existence. And when dependent arising is tenable, suffering is also tenable. For suffering may be attributed only to what arises in dependence on causes and conditions. So in other words, Tsongkhapa is making the connection that once it becomes possible for you to maintain understanding of ultimate reality in terms of emptiness of intrinsic existence, this then enables you to understand dependent origination. When dependent origination becomes tenable, then the notion of suffering becomes tenable, because suffering is a dependently arisen causal phenomena. And when suffering becomes tenable, then understandable, then the origin of suffering becomes understandable. And among the origin of the suffering, the root really is the ignorance with relation to the ultimate nature of reality. So because of this, one also, as explained before, comes to the understanding of the possibility of its cessation. So when you understand the possibility of a cessation, then you will also understand that possibility of a path that would lead to that cessation. And path, true path, and the cessation together constitute what we call the true dharma, the dharma jewel. And when dharma jewel becomes tenable, possible, then one can also envision an individual who can embody that dharma, and that person would be the Sangha. And if there is a Sangha, then the perfection of that Sangha would be the Buddha. So in this way, the Four Noble Truths become tenable, and also the Three Jewels become tenable. So we can see that how, when you understand the relationship between the two, understanding of the two truths and the four noble truths, then the entire mode of procedure of the Buddhist path becomes clear.
Badine sabjama shamde ni bodu ji jwa no ji su mi shin bo tan ba.
So the next major outline that we will be dealing is
the Pyunandri, Pyuti. So 但日本慢一点钱日本开口的这上日本那么的日本可是慢一点你不可是日本钱的时候日本那么你不就看看要多啊
So in the next major outline we read from page 156it starts from page 155, where the main outline that Tsongkhapa is discussing now is showing that the Madhyamaka critique does not eradicate a conventional existence. So within this, we read from page 156, the first para, where Tsongkhapa writes, a proper analysis of whether these phenomena, forms and so on, exist or are produced in an objective sense is what we call a line of reasoning that analyzes reality or a line of reasoning that analyzes the final status of being. Since we Madhyamakas do not assert that the production of forms and so on or the arising of forms and so on can withstand analysis by such reasoning, our position avoids the fallacy that there are truly existent things. If these things cannot withstand rational analysis, then how is it possible for someone to exist when reason has refuted it? So that's the question. And the reply that is given is, you are mistakenly conflating the inability to withstand rational analysis with invalidation by reason. So this is an important point Tsongkhapa is making, the distinction between something that is incapable of withstanding a critical analysis and something that is proven to be invalidated by that critical analysis. So in other words, he's saying that, for example, when we subject things like arising and so on to critical analysis by means of analyzing whether things come into being from themselves or from others and so on, then already we are entering a domain of analysis that is really ultimate form of analysis. And since the existence of things are not posited from the ultimate standpoint, Tsongkhapa is saying that arising and so on facts cannot withstand ultimate analysis. And the fact that they cannot withstand ultimate analysis is not the same as ultimate analysis somehow invalidates them or negates them, so that one should be able to make a distinction between that which is negated by reason and that which is not found through that critical reasoning. And this is made clear. For example, yesterday we cited from Khungtang Rinpoche when he says that in the context of a philosophical view, a view of emptiness, because we are searching for the intrinsic nature, so in that context, when we do not find that intrinsic nature, this constitutes the negation of intrinsic nature.
강연 디 온건 넘버 7 무슨 일도 더 다녔습니다. shujilin dewe tsikma chawujima chana che di shu de dini lung di chana di shu de dini mikta nawa na ya tsama min shesho da minta wa tokwe ni shindu chewe shindu chewe chawos ni suni 대자를 미기 시작하면서 어떤 일이 있었다.
So the next outline that we will look at is the second one, which is you cannot eradicate conventional phenomena by refuting them through investigating whether valid cognition establishes them or not. So here the main point being made is whether the Nagarjuna's standpoint or Nagarjuna's system accepts any notion of valid cognition. And for example, there are citations from the sutra which states that the eyes, the nose and the ears are not valid cognitions. And here Tsongkhapa explains that these statements in the sutras are not rejecting valid cognitions in general. So, in fact, in immediately after the statement of this line where eyes, the sensory perceptions are not to be taken as valid cognitions. In Chandrakirti's Entering the Middle Way, he then follows that up by saying that if these are valid cognitions, then what need is there for the minds of the... So this is actually in the sutra. Where it says that if these sensory perceptions are valid, then what need is there for the parts of the noble beings, Arya beings, and their perspectives? So the subsequent lines already suggest clearly in what context the notion of valid cognition is being negated here, and in relation to what. The valid cognition is being negated here. So Tsongkhapa explains that these statements in the sutra do not reject that the notion of valid cognition in general, but rather reject the validity of these sensory perceptions in relation to the ultimate nature of things, because it is the perspective of the Arya noble beings whose cognitions are valid when it comes to the ultimate mode of ultimate reality of things. And so if you look at the sensory experiences, sensory perceptions, even at the perceptual level, there is an appearance of things as possessing some kind of inherent existence. So on that level, there is an element of deception, there is an element of an error, but that does not mean that these perceptions are somehow totally invalid. They may be erroneous at the level of their perceptions, but that does not mean they are totally invalid. So, and also in Nagarjuna's own writing, we find mentions of at least four different classes of valid cognition. He speaks of direct perception as a form of valid cognition, inferential cognition, cognition based upon testimony, and cognition based upon analogical cognition. So this analogical or cognition in the form of analogy is sometimes also referred to as cognition derived from perception of likeness, similarity.
So 이지바서 참아들 돼야 되고 태가를 참아들 돼야 돼 룸으로 되는 형태야 패신들선 야 룸도 주지를 보면 그런 거 되는 거다 아 나다는 신기고 빼 거니 빼 있네 되는지야 삽도 해야 되거든요 육도 삽서 다 되는 게 되거든요 용구로다 아 사실 이 일산에 그 크도 돼 사실 내기 차네 지진 사만일은 뭐 누구도 여 말할 때 이내 다 태가 태가 지뢰를 태발래
So in general, in fact, all forms of valid cognition can be subsumed into the two classes. One is the direct perception and the inferential cognition. So for specific, because of their specific functions, the valid cognition based on testimony or testimonial cognition or analogical cognitions are listed separately because of their specific functions because the immediate kind of premise and that gave rise to these valid cognitions are either analogical reasoning or a reasoning based on testimony but indirectly they are also a form of inferential cognition.
가자데 시 밀어서의 시번 참아임을 질까고 시설 정리함 나왔어 니니 밀어 나와면 참아임을 시설을 밀어 토벤의 시도시합을 차오었어
And then there is on page 164 Tsongkhapa cites from Chantrakirti's commentary on the 400 stanzas on the middle way, and then on page 165, he then comments upon this in the following. How do you interpret this general refutation of the position that visual consciousnesses and so on are valid cognitions? And then in response, Tsongkhapa writes, unlike the passage, eye, ear, and nose are not valid, this passage has been a source of grave doubt. Therefore, I will explain it in detail.
That's why, tether migi shevado sogwan, unusumi imba da, sema imba kagwa ni, toge ben daba kagwa imbe, tomar ten lukjana, sa shigibe dhebe lukdu ma goyne. That di shu shu de, ma lukdi desha ma kyo yindu zane, tidwa, she sumba taras. Ta? 딱금들한테 총 랭대 송교하다 랭대 제니 시송보다는 똑바다 최신 머추의 시바니 무슨 일도 되도 없어 다들 지다 세메친이 시작이잖아 아니 가서 지고 말해라 무슨 하다 무슨 일보다 저한테 정유 때마다 싹둔들 로와서
真的，前面曾经的事，当然的，我们前面曾经现在就是呢，多把的这些，没注意这个事，没注意啥，下一步的话，但这个没注意，他那的，他只是没注意了，对吧？人当团了没注意，人当团了没落，他出门的时候呢，肯定要吃点，注注注意一下，你个啥有的？他人当吃的越不耐心，过没落，落地吃的松了耐心，团了，那怎么行？落地能住的没落去？
落地能住的，进去看看先的。本来七八千嘛，出院落院是三个的，第出院是啊的，过上山那块的出院是，是吧？本来东西都被七八的出院落院是的，这个上山那块的呢，这是不要的吧？所以当安的的，过上山的有的了，没落的，安的的现在的可能有的些个的，也是的。所以这里有的啥呢？他那没住啊呢？ 유기랑게 다디 전의 정신기 예배 주치터도 되고 당 아주 년도면 누가 왔다 그게 누가 왔어 시작해야 돼 그래서 삼성배 때 shenji kaayin du zane, sam zane, ane shenji yeba, ane ribyo dhugam dhe, ane thugu dhugas da. Jirin sama jis chen shenji kolo da. Chiza wata dhin mre. Chani, rangsen la, rangsen na wala dhudi, chwe sheba jana, chwe di jokji di ya, shatu wama re. Zad lin yin zane, rangsen na wala dhudi, mluwe ta lo ching, shen ri. Lovin di ni, chabran ju wata, rangka ngoyo dhruba ma, rangka singi dhruba ni, tanya tu ya mishi be. Omri sheba tenno rangsena sama kala shere. Tenna dita sama yinpa kaba ni tenno yungi rangi seni la sama daba ngoma yinla. Tang gusui, anzi ki lungi, takata nangne mituba. Nangya la, ko tenji ngayna yeba, nangi yardi, tenji ngayna yeba di, nawa nanshi, dhubze yana, dakdun nangzam dey masiba, dakdun zayana sadu sadu dhoku ajita, ni gu ajita, kumbinduwa. Rijitiva nari ya, mikyu kaiti chuyi na, nyawa namki jime tongu, suwa nanshi, mikyu kaiti chuyi bayi na, nyer nyer chi bayi na sadu sadu dhoku uluwaas. Deshin dungu yu rangzay nang daya di, tenla dhudu yana, kula paha rangzay dhuyi mi, ku nilu lu kaza da, dekona nilu chuyi bayi paha jayyo na sadu sadu dhoku ajita, dimbinduwaas. Sa tini yinu sani, Kanda mebati rikwe chayona mebati tashukuduwa. Tan tenji nesuydi mebati ini nengsuydi tenji mani yabaji nayukuduwa. Kwa nane mitimbiriz. Dindri yindu shilati luwariz da adat sirati. Chuvariz da disungu yasari. Gosui ni chumde deji namshina zumbu luwar sungba te keksu. Tenya luwar sungba miluwa kane samayimba kote miluwa nsansi. Lulu kainas, number shendun never, mobile, number shendun now, she has some D and D. One shin number sutras or you number tenum, rang a singing, motor, she will rang a singing to Nave. Tada get singing, some of Mayno, Sheva D. Donna won't be Sheva to the Yunger and Zenda, some of Mayndi, Yunger and Zenda, Luichi, Yumer and the singing, Tong Shindo, Ranzendo, Nave, Chil, Benadin, Sheva Shin, Yamboz, what Tisha.
So in commenting upon this particular statement from Chandrakirti's commentary on the 400 stanzas, then Tsongkhapa goes on to write that this is on page 165. As we will explain, this is last paragraph, second last. The master Chandrakirti does not accept, even conventionally, that anything exists essentially or by way of its intrinsic character. Thus, how could he accept this claim that the sensory consciousnesses are valid with regard to the intrinsic character of their objects? Therefore, this refutation of the claim that the sensory consciousnesses are valid is a refutation of the view that they are valid with regard to the intrinsic character of the five objects. So, Chandrakirti is commenting upon Chandrakirti here. What Tsongkhapa is explaining is that when we talk about certain perception or perspective as being erroneous or invalid or deceptive, I think we have to understand in relation to what. For example, and generally speaking, at the level of conceptual thought, and the understanding that is that even the realization of emptiness, in you know, at least with relation to the kind of the appearance on the level of appearance, even there there is an element of distortion. There is an element of error. However, with relation to the actual object that is being comprehended, then it is valid. So one needs to make a distinction between a mode of apprehension of something and the way in which that object is perceived. So the perceptual level and the comprehension or apprehension level. And however, here Chandrakirti is really negating the notion of valid cognition proposed by other masters like Bhava Viveka, for whom, when they say that a sensory perception such as visual experiences and auditory and so on are valid with relation to their objects, and they are also claiming that they are valid in relation to the intrinsic nature of these objects as well, rangchan, which is savalakshana. So what Chandrakirti is pointing out is that even with relation to the intrinsic character of the object that they are perceiving, they are erroneous. Because when they perceive the object, they perceive the object to possess an objective inherent existence. And however, that the content of that perception, which is the inherent existence of the object, is untenable. And because if it is the case that they do possess reality, then when we subject them to critical analysis and seek their essence and seek their intrinsic nature, that intrinsic nature should become clearer and clearer, more obvious. And here, for example, Nagarjuna in his precious garland gives the analogy that if mirage is truly water, then the closer you get to it, the more obvious the water should become. However, the closer you get to it, the perception of water begins to dissolve. Similarly, if intrinsic nature that we perceive in the objects do truly exist, then the more we search for them, the clearer they should become to our mind, which is not the case. So in this way, Chandrakirti points out that even our visual and sensory perceptions are erroneous when it comes to the intrinsic nature of the objects themselves, because the objects do not possess the intrinsic nature as our visual sensory perceptions tend to perceive. So in this way, what Chandrakirti is pointing out is that there is a disparity or a gap between the way we perceive objects and the way objects truly exist or really are. And because of this disparity or a gap, and there is an element of distortion, there is an element of invalidity in our perception.
Oh yeah, that is true. Because that alone, lengdengi, rangsen da shigi yebati. Da ano, kumsen sabro kardo asla na. That is shamde.
Sorry, actually, I forgot something. In fact, just as we, at the level of our sensory perceptions, we perceive things and objects to possess some kind of intrinsic nature, and it is on that basis of our perception we then assume they possess this objective inherent existence. And in fact, it is this very perception of reality, of the intrinsicness, which we use as a rationale for believing in their objective inherent existence. For example, the mind-only school, when they propound the notion of arising from another, other factors, they say that we don't need to establish the validity of the notion of arising from other, because arising from other factors is something that we can directly perceive. And so what they are presenting is the very fact of something that we perceive as being the basis for their possessing intrinsic nature. So, and then to read further from Tsongkhapa's text, so then he writes on page 165, the last para, this refutation is made by way of the Bhagavan, the Blessed One's statement that consciousness is false and deceptive. The statement that it is deceptive refutes its being non-deceptive, and this in turn refutes its validity, because that which is non-deceptive is the definition of valid cognition. In what sense is it deceptive? As Chandrakirti puts it, it exists in one way but appears in another. So here pointing about the disparity between the perception and reality. This means that the five objects, form, sounds, and so forth, are not established by way of their intrinsic character, but appear to the sensory consciousness as though they were. Therefore, those sensory consciousness are not valid with regard to the intrinsic character of their objects. And then he continues, in brief, what Chandrakirti intended in this passage is that the sensory consciousnesses are not valid with regard to the intrinsic character of the five objects, because they are deceived in relation to the appearance of intrinsic character in the five objects. This is because the five objects are empty of intrinsic character, yet appear to have it. For example, it is like a consciousness that perceives a double moon.
但是如果对端的这种路啊，第一是让菜了，菜嘛也不干过，菜嘛怎么开没干过呢？他那边写文章了，菜嘛记录过没有？所以说，那么多年了，清楚。So, and then
Tsongkhapa makes a kind of a concluding statement. He says, therefore, because these statements negate the sensory perceptions and so on as being valid with respect to the intrinsic nature, therefore they do not negate these perceptions as being invalid, in general. So therefore these statements do not negate the conventional cognitions as being valid in general.
So that the reason that the Sunshine, the Parlo, the Lending, the Bacan, the Sane, Sumsha, the Dachi Shimakana, Chedal, Dachi, Yan Dodi, Casure, Polo Tabunas in China, Rangsi, Sumsha, the Tigma, the Anda, the Dodi, Dunisumbi, Yine, Daddy, Dodi Shangil, Dani, the Compa, Chishi, Shores, Da, Colo Tame, any Rangsi, Jumu, Jumu, Chachin, Sumsha, Dito, and Colo Pavet, Shango, Race, Colo Pavet, Sumanjim, Ale, Sumanjim, Shores, Moni, Meva, Sumsha, the Tigma, the Anda, the Dodi, Dun, Dunisumbi, Yare, Yine, Daddy, Dodi Shangil, Dani, the Compa, Chishi, Shores, Da, Colo Tame, any Rangsi, Jumu, Jumu, Chachin, Sumsha, Dito, and Colo Pavet 当时的这个人呢，老百姓给打了，让谁没住西瑞也是，俺没听也是，住新住也是。当，啊，老几个家里人呢，第一个让谁没住下呢？哎你，他说我滚头住住是，甚至在那让谁也不的，西也不的。
Then the question is, how do we, on what basis can we infer that the master Bhava Viveka actually subscribes to the notion of intrinsic existence, existence by means of Svalakshana, self-defining characteristics. So here one could cite two examples. One is the well-known statement from Blaze of Reasoning, which is an auto-commentary on his text, Essence of Middle Way, where Bhava Viveka says that in our case, we accept the sixth mental consciousness to be the true referent of the term person. So there is implication is that he accepts identity of a person that can be found in the when you search for the true referent of the term person. And secondly, Tsongkhapa points out here, when in Bhava Viveka's commentary on Nagarjuna's text, Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, Bhava Viveka, in negating or in refuting the mind-only position vis-à-vis the interpretation of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, mind-only school interprets the Buddha's turning of the wheel in the following manner. For them, the first turning of the wheel of the Dharma is non-definitive, and the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, although its content is definitive, which is emptiness, however, this is a sutra that should not be read on the literal level. Because on the literal level, the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, negate intrinsic existence across the board from form in the list of enumeration, from form to the omniscient mind of the Buddha. So on the literal level, although the sutra negates intrinsic existence across the entire spectrum of phenomena, the mind-only school argues that this sutra needs to be interpreted on the basis of the Samdhinirmochana Sutra, the sutra unraveling the intent of the Buddha, the third turning. And so, therefore, when we read the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, we read the negation contextually by identifying different natures of phenomena. So they speak in terms of imputed phenomena, the dependent, so imputed nature, the dependent nature, and the consummate or ultimate nature. And so when Buddha states in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra that all phenomena are devoid of intrinsic existence and identity, this identitylessness of phenomena is understood contextually in relation to dependent phenomena, imputed phenomena, and the ultimate phenomena. So with relation to the dependent phenomena, what is being negated is intrinsic arising and or ultimate arising. And with relation to imputed phenomena, intrinsic existence is negated, and or existence by means of self-defining characteristics is negated. And with relation to the ultimate or consummate nature, existence by means of ultimate mode of being is negated. So in this way, they contextually interpret the Buddha's teaching on emptiness as presented in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. So in commenting upon this, Bhava Viveka states that if your statement that the imputed phenomena are devoid of existence by means of self-defining characteristics, then when you say imputed phenomena, we can analyze that in terms of that which imputes and that which is imputed. And if you reject intrinsic existence to that which imputes, then you are talking about language and concepts, because it is the language and concepts that imputes characteristics. And if you reject language and concepts to possess inherent existence, then you will be falling into an extreme of nihilism. So by making that allegation or accusation, Bhava Viveka, the implication is that Bhava Viveka himself accepts intrinsic existence to language, concepts and so on, conceptual thoughts and so on.
So similarly,
So similarly, Kamala Shila, when commenting upon the Samdhinirmojana Sutra, he qualifies all the negation with a caveat that in the ultimate, from the ultimate point of view, or on the ultimate level. So and Kamala Shila also explains that it is the Samdhinirmojana Sutra, this unraveling the intention of the Buddha, intent of the Buddha, that establishes the definitive reading of the scriptures. So, in other words, they also Kamala Shila also accepts the Samdhinirmojana Sutra to represent a definitive sutra. So, this implies that both Kamala Shila and Shantarakshita also subscribe to the notion of Svabhava or Svalakshana.
So, that Umabalaya, Tanya Duran, the Shikhenchik.
So in this way, we understand that among the middleway thinkers, there were two camps. One camp that accepts the notion of Svalakshana on the conventional level, existence by means of self-defining characteristics, and another camp that rejects the notion, even on the conventional level.
Tanya,
So that later there is a section in the text where also Tsongkhapa points out Bhava Viveka's position vis-a-vis the concept of atomic structure of material things, and he makes distinctions between aggregation and collection, and also teases out that Bhava Viveka's position represents some form of acceptance of intrinsic nature. Of course, these sections are very difficult, quite tough. So, and then there is an expression that when it comes to reading the, you know, more difficult sections of the text, you should be like an old man without, you know, teeth, you know, trying to eat something. So when you cannot bite, you just swallow it. So for me also, these sections would be very difficult. But for you also, maybe even more difficult. So we'll skip those sections. So, when we come to that kind of part of the text, then it's better to give a kind of a little time off for both the teacher and the
student.
So
대질 우마베 대다 출발 좋아라스 니소야 어나 다섯 나오는데 출발로 이나 아니 세면이고 예배생이 있어 쓰거래 세면 주고 시주 쓰거래 아니 두지기 참으면 누가 알았어 어 다섯 나오는데 출발시다 찾아주잖아 출발시다 서울다 다섯 나오는데 그 출잖아 네 정신이 우마 쓰잖아 네 경영 말했어 대질 우마베 대다 출발 좋아라 대다 나양 유즘바 조금 미게 되스 나네 미팅베 유즘바 조셀라 라세나한테 추벌로디 조셀라 드그레스 자 유담바 조나니 유진 추벌 정과 조건다가 겨와이 어 타녀도 최선제 규모도 본데면 타녀도 좀바 인야 군소 담바는 조바야 미게 되 워낙 군소 담바세하게 담배스스도 와스 디 그래서 담바 전지 인루 담바 이버지라 롱 담바 지기 니 인구로 와스 서다디 전지 인루 담바 야마레스 근데 인도산은 롱 담바 지고레 롱 담바 때 로칸 준주로 말에 티무 덴징 몰 담바레 근데 인도 군소 담바 세하게 댄서티 티무 덴징 몰 담바 센수가레스 티마셔소 다디 수구데 자들 우마베 타녀도 랑글로 콘데게 남샤 마부신 조바타 응어모 마와 남기 랑글도 투모이 베타베 타놈 타녀도 여번 고즈도 신도 가베 담바이게 남샤 부시 다디 나도 다티도 다디샴데 하나게 디스는 요스테 디샴데나 디다 딘다 딘다원 디다니 캬바 고르시베 담도 미난데 나샤바타 리베 가르셔 므마 심바 런신 고베 리베 타녀베 남르샤고 탐지 지불시베 양다베 따와도 로베 따와노 나나 나냐다 마노노 마노 냠부 손 시지로 따와시고 이비시로 테나 딘다원 리도 공제 양다베 따와 중세서 타는 거요 어 콘데 이때는 이 남르샤고 탐지 랑고 룰은 룸에 丁中跟他们的七十多个人的时候他的时候的迷信一直让他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他们的人他 tobe rumura loti kodwa rumura zo tobe rumura kobra ba je de rumura yoma ba jaza gata pena takta lo drudu takbe takbo takta drinzing lo takta drudu nangi yara la drudu shendi gara ba de takta drudu drudu yama ba ta drudu pungu lo dene drudu nangde loti loti nika lo chumara ba 장선하고도 레디인의 직디 타녀도 주주 풍불로 되는 주도 따고디 주도 주디어 로 밀어라 참아라 왔다 죄송아 자 니네 인류산에다 로 강소소 됩니다 와 단 영도 사보시 들으시야 단 로 마샹을 쳐요 말할 때 로 강샹 유연비 그 소신 다 송대하게 다와 니 캐버도 가르쳐 왔었나 태가 타녀도 여벌 되봐도 매벌 되봐도 찌르워시고 보내주고 이념 나왔어 타녀의 시벌로 차고인가 대서 차고에 전화 타녀의 서머시기 민유바 대서도 마세베 대콘난 일을 쬐베 리시시자 민유바 대수부 때는 타녀를 여벌시게 되겠어
So then Tsongkhapa then talks about if our perception of everyday objects is erroneous with respect to intrinsic nature of things, then how is it that they are referred to as conventionally true? So here Tsongkhapa is explaining what is meant, the meaning of the truth in the context of conventional truth and ultimate truth. So he explains that in the when we use the word truth in the context of conventional truth, and truth here does not have a connotation of objectivity, but rather truth from the perspective of the subjective mind. So in this way, therefore, calling a conventional truth a truth does not imply the acceptance of some kind of objective intrinsicness to the phenomena. And then Tsongkhapa goes on to explain that if we fail to recognize, identify the object of negation accurately, correctly, and then understand, you know, falsely understand that all the reasoning that negates, the critical analysis and the reasoning that negates intrinsic nature, even on the conventional level, if we come to understand that these reasoning undermine all the validity of everyday transactions and conventions, then one will fall into a position where no distinction can be made between a correct view and an incorrect view, and where both of them will be either false or either true, and therefore one will fall into a standpoint that would represent a grave erroneous view, and then therefore and then he writes, as a result, prolonged habituation to such a view does not, this is on page 178, second para, as a result, prolonged habituation to such a view does not bring you the least bit closer to the correct view. In fact, it takes you further away from it, for such a wrong view stands in stark contradiction to the path of dependent origination, the path in which all of the teachings on dependent origination of cyclic existence and nirvana are tenable within our system. And then Tsongkhapa cites from Chantakirti, and then, so the question is how do we then understand that if our perception of all phenomena as possessing intrinsic nature is erroneous, they do not possess any objective inherent existence, then how do we adjudicate what is a correct and what is incorrect understanding? So, for example, between, you know, and the question then becomes, does that mean that anything that the mind creates and becomes real? And so if that is the case, then with relation to the horn on a rabbit's head, a rabbit horn, we can have a thought of that, and the thought of the rabbit's horn actually conjures the image of rabbit's horn, but that doesn't make the rabbit's horn to be real. Similarly, the question is, how do we adjudicate between the following two perceptions, one false and one correct? So, for example, on the basis of a coiled rope, if someone instinctively feels there is a snake there, that perception on the based upon the seeing a coiled rope is false. However, on the basis of the body of a real snake, one can also have the perception of a snake there. Now, insofar as the perceptions of inherent existence of the objects existing in their own right outside is concerned... So insofar as the fact that on the basis of the coiled rope, the snake does not exist, you know, in and of itself, and also on the basis of the snake's aggregates, the body, there is on the part of the aggregates, there is no intrinsically real snake. So insofar as that fact is concerned, they are both exactly the same. And however, one perception is erroneous, incorrect, and the other perception is a correct perception. So the question is, how do we adjudicate between these two forms of perception? Because although we can only accord nominal existence to all phenomena, but that does not mean that anything goes, that it's, you know, the reality equates with our concepts. So here, Tsongkhapa then writes, How does one determine whether something exists conventionally? This is on page 178, third para. We hold that something exists conventionally, one, if it is known to a conventional consciousness, two, if no other conventional valid cognition contradicts its being as it is thus known, and three, if reason that accurately analyzes reality, that is, that which analyzes whether something intrinsically exists or not, does not contradict it. We hold that what fails to meet those criteria does not exist. So he provides the criteria by which one can adjudicate a form of perception that is false and a perception that is correct. So although nothing possesses inherent existence, but there is still at the level of everyday experience harm and benefits and harm, so that means we need to go and eat.